This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's Hillary Clinton laughing right now on the Hillary Clinton pen, Hillary for prison. It's the Hillary Clinton pen at the InfoWarsStore.com website. She's laughing because not only are her servers in a bathroom and she doesn't want them investigated, but she's headed to Puerto Rico and ignoring all of it and saying, well, we had a little setback, but it's no big deal. She's also laughing because she is a hardcore supporter of Monsanto. In fact, she lobbied for them and was part of numerous organizations affiliated with them. That's why we're going to get an update right now from Tammy Canal, who is the founder of March Against Monsanto, which has reached millions and millions worldwide, and get a little update on the fight. And then we're going to start talking about some news, such as how the Democrats in Congress refuse to watch videos exposing Planned Parenthood selling aborted babies. Feds want evidence they let Mexican drug cartels buy guns kept quiet. And, of course, Alex's premier response and powerful message to Louis Farrakhan. But first, Tammy Canal of March Against Monsanto, how are you doing?
Hi, Anthony. I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks for joining. And first and foremost, a little bit about March Against Monsanto. Why don't you explain to the viewers what March Against Monsanto is and the powerful message on how you really started it?
March Against Monsanto is an education and awareness-based organization. We're trying to really let the masses know what's going on with our food supply, the toxic chemicals being used to grow it, and Monsanto's collusion with our government that is basically selling the people of this country down the river.
Right. And I've supported March Against Monsanto for years because I think it's a great group. And really what it is, it's a grassroots movement, which is key. I mean, it's grassroots. I mean, you are, I believe, a stay-at-home mother, right? And you started this because you didn't want to give your kids GMO junk, like Dr. McCullough just said. The World Health Organization has already admitted Roundup is causing cancer. It's mega glyphosate on steroids, and that's what's put on all these GMO foods. And you have the audacity, by the way, how dare you, to say that you don't want to eat Monsanto's GMOs. So you started a grassroots movement that's now reached, what, tens and tens of millions worldwide. Your reach on social media is like 50 million a month. I mean, it's just grown massive.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I think that the more people know, they can't go back. And that's really the big point behind the education. Things like the DARK Act that are basically going to happen if we don't stand up and fight. Monsanto spent $30 million to get the House to vote yes on the DARK Act when 94% of the people in this country want labeling. And, I mean, personally, labeling to me is a sad Band-Aid on a severe injury. Labeling doesn't solve the problem of the bee crisis, and it doesn't solve the problem of cross-contamination. And it also legitimizes the use of chemicals like Roundup and the newly approved 2,4-D, which is even more of glyphosate on steroids, as you put it. So we are just trying to educate people to what is happening. And we are doing an event in D.C. on October 16th and 17th. And we really would love for the country to come together and descend on our politicians' backyard and make them uncomfortable and let them know we're not going to go quietly in the night. We are going to get the change we are demanding.
That's exactly right. And March Against Monsanto already has the backing of celebrities and certain politicians and everything like that. But your Food Justice March in D.C. in October is going to be super big. I'm already hearing that a number of celebrities are most likely going to be attending and promoting it. And overall, all of this comes down to, I mean, the DARK Act, which would ban GMO labeling, mandatory GMO labeling in the United States, all this comes down to fierce opposition. I mean, what you have done is amazing with your grassroots activism. I mean, what Alex has done with InfoWars.com, I mean, it reaches, most people say millions. I mean, we're talking millions. He reaches billions with a B. And just with my small Natural Society website, I mean, we've done so much. We've really, really launched a lot of informational missiles out there. And Tammy, I want to thank you for what you're doing. In your last final closing here, what do you think is going to come in the next 5 years? Are we going to have some victory?
I absolutely. You know, the power lies within the people. We are many and they are few. And we will be victorious.
I agree. We will be victorious. The age of Monsanto is over. Thank you, Tammy. Coming up, we've got more news, more videos, and a message from Alex later on the show.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talc syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talc syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, Friday edition, September 4th, 2015. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, in for Alex Jones. He's got a powerful message to Louis Farrakhan coming up in the next segment, so stay tuned. And right now, what we're going to do is I'm going to break down the facade of the mainstream media system right here and right now. And what I'm going to show you is North Korea's mysterious fake town and how that exactly relates to the current media system in the United States. For those who are unaware, on the DMZ, the demilitarized zone in South Korea and North Korea, where there is a meeting of about a mile wide between the two countries, there's a lot of insanity that goes on. North Korea has an entire fake town set up, and they call it Propaganda Town. New York Post has an article on it. It's called The Mysterious Fake Town on North Korea's Border. It reads, from the outside, the North Korea village of Kijongdong looks like any other town. Brightly painted houses, schools, daycares, and even a hospital. But on close inspection, it's not all it seems. Says, sitting in the heavily guarded DMZ that separates North and South Korea, Kijongdong is widely referred to as the propaganda village and is believed to be a decoy for luring South Korean defectors. They just spam constant propaganda in this facade. They say the 2.5-mile-wide DMZ that was set up in 1953 as an armistice to end the Korean War, the town claims to have 200 residents and boasts an image of economic success. That's the key right there. This town, obviously, is completely fake.
It is set up to act like North Korea has an amazing economy, and they have plenty of food, and everything is amazing. The economy is going to be just fine. In fact, do you know what the North Koreans who would potentially say that Kim Jong-un is not their god and that the economy is totally in ruins would be called? They would be called conspiracy theorists, and they would be killed in North Korea. In the United States, we are living in a facade. We are living in a world in which we are told by the media what to think and what to believe, as many of you know. This facade in North Korea is so similar to the United States in the sense that if you are to question the reality that is given to you, of course you would be attacked. You'll be laughed at, you'll be attacked, and you'll be criticized. The reality is, though, that we can escape this facade system and we can know what is really going on. And that's why we here on the Alex Jones Show, and what Alex does every single day, is cover this news over and over and over again. That's why you have the Dow playing a yo-yo system. There's so much deception going on behind the scenes. It's just like this North Korea facade. And this informational outpost on the DMZ, which is the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars.com, acts as kind of a tower behind enemy lines to kind of sniff out what's going on. If you think about it for a minute and you realize, and what I'm tying this into, that the media acts as this mysterious town to act as if it's huge, act as if it's big, act as if it's the only voice out there. But the truth of the matter is, I would estimate about 70% after speaking to the experts of people, obviously this listening audience, but in people of the United States are fed up with it and they are not buying the lie anymore. What that means is the mainstream media system, like this mysterious fake town in North Korea, is just in shambles. It is nothing more than a facade. And we are crashing through it with a massive informational sledgehammer, just plowing through it over and over and over again. And that, I believe, is the core issue with all this insanity going on, that the media is making you believe and making you think that white people are evil, kill all the whites, that the Black Lives Matter, it's chaos in the streets, it's insanity, that's the only issue, the immigration issue is the only issue, Trump is bad because he wants to deport illegal immigrants. All of this stuff is manufactured reality. And I want to get on those subjects right now on the immigration issue. Because as this article talks about, it is now $1 billion-plus industry in the smuggling realm. Smuggling in immigrants is $1 billion-plus industry. They're making billions and billions of dollars. And then we have Jorge Ramos. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Jorge Ramos is on the defensive over his role as journalist and immigrant advocate. After a testy encounter with Donald Trump at a press conference last week, Univision anchor Jorge Ramos has found himself on the defensive, trying to explain how a self-proclaimed position as an advocate for immigration reform does not undercut his role as a journalist. And he's saying, I'm a journalist. I have no actual activism in this immigration. It's all just me trying to be a true journalist and talk to Trump. And they act as if you are some type of Satan worshiper for not wanting illegal immigrants in the United States, while also saying we love Hispanic people that come here legally. We love everyone from Mexico that actually goes through and does the test and does all that information. I mean, I was speaking to someone from Germany the other day, and they came here legally, and they went through all the processes, and they had said to me, what upsets me, and this guy was like literally tearing up, and this happens often, what upsets me is those that ruin it for everyone else. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, it upsets me having to go through all this process to come here legally and bring my family here, he's married now, is to have these illegals running over the border, I mean, making everyone else look bad, making real, true immigrants look bad. I mean, my family has only been here for a couple generations. We came from Italy. We're all horrible, evil people, right? But no, we came here legally and have actually helped input and generate economy. But at the same time, there's hundreds, thousands, I guess, of illegal immigrants crossing borders, and what's in other nations in Europe right now, as we speak, Paul Watson's investigating it, and they are just telling them, you better bring them water and give them your house or you're a bad person. That's how this ties into the media facade. I don't think that people are buying it. And I also want to talk about a video that we're going to play here of this 911 call or a dispatch report and talk about the insanity in the media and what it results in. The byproduct of this insanity is cops being killed. Is Black Lives Matter protesters blocking highways for no reason? Is shooting and killing white people because they're white? Is attenuating the fact that Black Lives Matter and not all lives matter? I want to play this video and really see what happens when the media gets all fired up about these race issues, that we should all be celebrating our own lives and humanity as a whole. But when they get all fired up about these race issues, here's the type of thing that happens. Let's play this video.
Looks like the male that called it in assaulted his wife and child, so possibly two patients. And he is also threatening suicide, so possibly three patients.
They are talking to the subject now. He's outside talking to them, and he has a knife in his hand.
So, Mark, it sounds like this all started as a domestic call, right? What more do we know about Flores?
Right. Well, it began as a domestic call. Deputies were dispatched to the scene around 11:30 a.m. on Friday. Now, they arrived and found a woman with a gash in her head holding a baby who may have also been injured, and reports indicate that Flores was outside and was armed with a knife at the time. Apparently, there was a lengthy confrontation prior to the actual shooting that is not seen in the video that was played by our local TV. But exactly what happened in the time leading up to shots being fired is still unclear at this point.
Right, and that's what Michael's...
Right, and it says right there, suspect threatened suicide by cop. There is this insane narrative of pinning up against each other the police and obviously anyone pretty much in the world right now. There's so much hatred towards the cops, and on the flip side, there's so much hatred from the cops and cop supporters against protesters or activists or whatever you want to call them. I think... really, people that kill anyone are just savages, period. Whether they're a cop or a citizen, it does not really matter. But all this does is pin people up against each other. And then we have the issue of transgendered students that also ties into this media facade. The media loves to talk about transgendered issues. They don't love to talk about the economy and jobs collapsing all over the place and the Dow playing a yo-yo because it's completely manipulated. Watch as the Dow crashes and silver goes down at the same time, which historically makes no sense, and gold goes down. It's completely manipulated, completely corrupt, and you have people making billions and billions of dollars every time it goes down, every time it goes up, because they know how to play the system, and we are all getting screwed. But the media loves to talk about bathroom access for transgendered teen kids. I mean, hey, that's key, guys. Let's not talk about anything else. Let's not even talk about the illegal immigration issues, which are being blown up and made insane. Let's not talk about anything. Transgendered bathrooms. Oh, my God. Right? So I want to play for you a video about Missouri teenagers protesting a transgendered student's use of the girls' bathroom. And this is what the media focuses on. This is the facade. This is this DMZ facade that I was talking about in North Korea, where the media acts like they can spin the news. But guess what? The alternative media is winning, and we're taking it away from transgendered bathrooms and this nonsense of fake racism that they keep pushing on us to make us hate each other. Let's play this Missouri teenagers protest transgender students' use of girls' bathroom right now.
I love that I had so many people out there that went to counteract the people who walked out.
Around 200 walked out of class for nearly 2 hours at Hillsborough High School, 30 to 40, showing their support for senior Lila Perry to use the girls' locker room during gym.
There is a lot of ignorance. They are claiming that they're uncomfortable. I don't believe for a second they are. I think this is pure and simple bigotry.
Lila Perry was born a boy, but says she identified as a woman since age 13. Down the street from the school, two men who claimed they had relatives at the high school held signs.
Boys need to have their own locker room. Girls need to have their own locker room. If somebody has mixed feelings where they are, they need to have their own also.
Lila says school officials have been very accommodating, understanding, and compliant with Title IX federal law. To solve the controversy, they offered her a private, gender-neutral restroom. She turned it down.
I wasn't hurting anyone, and I didn't want to feel segregated out. I didn't want to be in the gender-neutral bathroom. I wanted to be... I am a girl. I shouldn't have to be pushed away and just off to another bathroom.
How dare that one guy, by the way, reference basic biology and say that he was born a boy? Look, I love everyone. I don't care. I believe Alex doesn't care either. Who cares? Anyone could be transgendered. That's not the issue. That is not the matter. But forcing it and make it the number one topic in the media and saying we all should just let transgendered people walk all over us, everyone has the same rights.
Next up, Alex Jones has a powerful message for Louis Farrakhan. That is coming up in the next segment. Do not miss it. We'll be back in 2 minutes with a message for Louis Farrakhan.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show on this Friday, September 4th, 2015 edition. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, sitting in for Alex Jones. And coming up, Alex's powerful message to Louis Farrakhan. And we're going to break down what exactly Louis Farrakhan is up to. First and foremost, we're going to cover how Iran is going to get $150 billion, and then they turn around and say that they're getting prepared to overthrow Israel,
and how they're promising to set fire to United States interests, and what Biden has to say on that, of all people. First, this segment of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the super high-quality nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com and on InfoWarsStore.com. Over 500 products, I believe, on the InfoWars store. Really, the gold standard, the Lamborghini of InfoWars Life, I like to say, is the Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, keyword nascent, ultra true, pure nascent iodine. And it's from between 8 and 12,000 feet beneath the ground's earth surface. And we have a drill that actually goes down there and gets, it sounds like some type of like fantasy novel or something. It's totally insane. A drill that goes down to about 8 to 12,000 feet. It drills out purple crystals. Purple salt crystals, and then from that, the purest form, so, you know, we try to make sure, we test it for radiation and everything, it's not from the ocean, it's from these purple crystals. We extract the iodine from there and the purest source and put it in a glycerin base so it doesn't taste terrible. It actually tastes not bad at all, it tastes good. And you can put it in your protein shake, you can even take it right on the tongue or put it in water. I take it on the tongue, Alex likes it in water. InfoWars Life Survival Shield, available on InfoWarsLife.com. And I want to read a review on X2. This is from Patriot in Portland, Oregon. I take this product every morning. It tastes great. I agree. Anyone who uses these products will feel a change take place in mind and body. It is very real. Brock from Dubois says, I use as directed on the bottle, and it completely blew me away. I have never had such dramatic results from any supplements I've taken. I feel alert and more energy, just an overall feeling of well-being. I am on my soapbox shouting its praises to everyone I know. Thank you and great job. Thank you, Brock. I am on my soapbox shouting its praises, too, because it's an awesome product. Anyway, now we're going to get into some of this Iran news. First and foremost, I want to play this clip from Joe Biden on what he has to say, how it's understandable. It's understandable that if we give $150 billion to Iran, they probably use it for terrorist activities. That's fine. So let's play this video.
The way I look at it, the sanctions relief from this deal is the second piece, and it goes to the second issue mostly. Well, Joe, even if I believe you were able to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, you're going to give them a whole lot of money, Joe boy, and they're going to go out and do more of the bad things they're doing now, do it more efficiently, and threaten our friends in an existential way because they'll have so much more money and capacity. Totally legitimate argument and concern.
Totally legitimate argument and concern that Iran might do something bad with the $150 billion we're giving them. Well, how about this headline from the Washington Free Beacon? Iran promises to set fire to U.S. interests. A senior Iranian military official has vowed to, quote-unquote, set fire to all U.S. interests in the region and maintained that the Islamic Republic welcomes war with America, according to regional reports demonstrating that Tehran is still committed to fighting the United States. And then we have a nice little one here. Iran thumbs nose at U.S. even as Obama rallies support for nuke deal. From Fox News, even as President Obama was securing the Senate support necessary to assure passage of the nuclear deal with Iran, Tehran's top defense officials were scoffing at U.S. claims that the pact will restrict the Islamic Republic's military ambitions. That's right. Well, hey, we'll sign a deal with you, then we'll just destroy you. We'll just completely wipe out all your assets. And guess what also they're going to do? This is from PJ Media. They're also going to apparently overthrow Israel. This is from the Iran commander. Quote, we're getting prepared to overthrow Israel. As the White House secured their last needed vote to block a veto override in the Senate on the nuclear deal, Iran unleashed a double-pronged attack, vowed to block inspector access to some sites, and vowing to continue preparations to destroy Israel. Iranian Defense Minister Brigadier General Hossein Dakhan said today that the International Atomic Energy Agency, which linked confidential deals that Tehran that Congress has not been able to see, would not be able to see all the facilities that it wants to. And he says Iran does not plan to issue permission for the IEA to inspect every site. So that's fine. We'll make a deal with them. We'll give them $150 billion. Joe Biden says they'll probably use it for bad. And, hey, they can't see their media nuclear sites or anything. Hey, we're coming back. And in this next segment, we are premiering the powerful message from Alex Jones to Louis Farrakhan. You don't want to miss this one. This is going to be a good one. And we'll be right back with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser with concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others. Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigurex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Message. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Sorry about that. Alex has a message that we're going to premiere right now to Louis Farrakhan. It's really a balanced take on the whole issue because Farrakhan says a lot of good stuff too. And Alex is actually going to call in after this video premieres, live on air, exclusive video right now, and break down some key points he forgot to mention as well. Now, I really think this video is a fair take on it because, like I just said, Farrakhan said some good things, but there's also some headlines like this one. Quote, stalk and kill them, Farrakhan says, calling for 10,000 volunteers to reportedly kill whites. And from this article, it says, this is a quote from Farrakhan from the Conservative Post, retaliation is a prescription from God to calm the breasts of those children who have been slain. So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stalk them and kill them and let the pain, feel the pain of death that we are feeling. Also ties into this article we covered earlier. Man faces charges after tweeting, kill all white people in town. And he basically said, tonight we purge, kill all the white people in the town of La Plata. So this is what's happening after these comments. Let's go to Alex's video and see what's going on.
And I saw a Mr. Alex Jones on television recently with Piers Morgan of CNN. And he said, before we allow you to take our guns from us, 1776 will play out again.
Alex Jones here with a message to Louis Farrakhan and the followers of the Nation of Islam. I've been on air for 20 years, and I have followed your work intently. And I'll be honest with you. I admire a lot of the aspects of what your movement promotes and the courage that you've had and what you've done. But you are somewhat of an enigma. There's the reports about the connection to the Nation of Islam and what happened to Malcolm X. I don't believe the establishment, but I also don't believe other groups. I don't know what the truth is there. There's also some of the aggressive militaristic rhetoric, and I have concerns about that. I'm going to speak to that here in just a moment. But at the end of the day, what I do admire is someone standing up and saying we should spend money in our own community, we should build ourselves up, we shouldn't use the drugs that the establishment ships in for social engineering. We should be strong men and take care of our wives and children. We should reject this whole gangster culture. The fact that the Nation of Islam has fought against the CIA's weaponization of hip-hop and the whole cop-killing culture, that's something that's been amazing. Before I knew about vaccines being deadly and then seeing the facts and the documents, the Nation of Islam newspaper was reporting on it 30 years ago and having scientists and people on and exposing it. The Nation of Islam has exposed the fact that HIV is a weaponized, race-specific bioweapon. And it is a fact that Africans contracted at a much higher rate than Northern Europeans. Very hard for Northern Europeans. That's in the medical literature to get it. I've talked to scientists who admit it. I remember hearing this from doctors back in the 90s, sitting around talking to my dad, who's a retired physician. That's the real big agenda. And when Louis Farrakhan talks about the depopulation agenda, the minimum sentencing agenda, all of this stuff is absolutely true. And I can say I support that. Louis Farrakhan can believe what he wants to believe. When he gets into mother wheels and Elijah Muhammad up in space and all this stuff, it's to me, even if that was true and you believe it, it's discrediting, I think, to mix it in with all these other true things that are happening. If I wanted to discredit the important message you're putting out, I would mix that in. I notice I've not been hearing that rhetoric for about 10, 15 years, so maybe you figured that out. Now, I'm not here lecturing you. You're probably smarter than I am. Okay, you're a very talented orator, speaker, everything. So I'm not here telling you stuff you don't obviously know. That said, the speech you gave a month ago, and I think we've seen what's happened since then, is very thinly veiled. You know, if they kill us, we go out and we kill them. You know, we basically creep up on them.
The Quran teaches persecution is worse than slaughter. Then it says, retaliation is prescribed in matters of the slain. Retaliation is a prescription from God to calm the breath of those whose children have been slain. So if the federal government will not intercede in our affairs, then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
now you've seen the different radio shows and the new Black Panther Party call for the same thing. But more specifically, time to start killing cops, time to start killing white people, maybe kill all cops, you know, black cops. This is the type of rhetoric, pigs in a blanket, put wings on pigs, fry them like bacon.
King Noble, black supremacy. And I want to talk about the shooting of the white deputy sheriff in Houston, Texas. Reminds me of a Bob Marley song, I Shot the Sheriff. To me, what the Houston, Texas brutal execution before the public represents to me is this open season on killing whites and white police officers and probably killing cops, period. It's open season towards the police department and the police. So now you got some black militant or some angry black man walks up and executes a cracker cop in broad daylight. This is real. It's open season on killing white people and cops. It's unavoidable, inescapable. It's funny that now we'll move into a time where the predator will become the prey. Yes, they said there will be a race war and that we cannot win a race war. We can't win. We're outnumbered. They got weapons. They got drones. They got this. They got that. But I remind you of the buffaloes who outnumber the lions. They're bigger than lions and they move in larger herds, but they're picked off by lions one by one by one. Picking them off. Today, we live in a time where the white man will be picked off, and there's nothing he can do about it. His day is up. His time is up. We will witness more executions and killing of white people and cops than we ever had before. We see with the Houston, Texas shooting, and we see with the news reporting shooting in Virginia. It's about to go down. It's open season on killing white people and crackers. The Black Lives Matter movement wasn't enough. We tried to appeal to them to let them know that this type of thing would come, it would happen. They thought they were indestructible and invincible because they took advantage of the weakness of black people for too long with all this police brutality. And now they've got black men out there that just can't take it anymore. And they're willing to act out. And they're willing to get you when you least expect it, come at you when you're not thinking about it. It's not safe no more to be white in America, lurking behind any corner. Could be an angry black man ready to take your ass out.
Black power! Black power! Black power! All power! All power! All power! Oi, oi!
Bang, bang!
Oi, oi!
Bang, bang!
Oi, oi!
Bang, bang!
Oi, oi!
Bang, bang!
The globalists, the same ones that are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, the same ones that are putting fluoride in all our water, targeting everybody, they are pushing through George Soros this whole Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, Farrakhan, if you came out and said what really matters is they're aborting 52% or 51% of black people, and here's Margaret Sanger, which I know you talked about decades ago. If you did that now in context and said the globalists are funding this, Obama is funding this to get us all fighting with each other right as the financial collapse happens, I'd say, man, Louis Farrakhan's a great guy. Instead, you play along with the very rhetoric being put out by the White House, the Ford Foundation, George Soros, all the usual suspects. And that's where I really, really, really have a big concern is that it just fits into that whole narrative, and I don't want to see you being played by that. Also, your supporters calling in mad, saying that I implied you're calling for violence, can't have it both ways because there is a big call for violence, and it's not going to get the respect of the police. It's not going to get them to stop. It's going to encourage more of an us against them mentality. I know there's bad departments. I know black people get discriminated against. I know there's things like driving while black in many areas. There's also things like being white in a downtown area and being attacked because you're white. I mean, I hear black people so sad for themselves and crying all day and so full of anger because the media always rubs the salt in about how you've been treated. I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, for heaven's sakes. No, I wouldn't exaggerate. Probably been in 75 fights with black people. Never started one of them. And I never was taught by my parents to whine and say I was racially attacked, even though it was, I'm going to kill your cracker ass for getting off at the bus stop at the wrong place and then being 14 having to fight some 18-year-old man. But I want to say something to the racist blacks that attack me. You helped make me who I am. I'm one mean son of a bitch now because of it. But I'm not low enough to sit there and hate black people in general because I was racially attacked over and over again by black gangs. Because you know what? I was attacked by redneck gangs, probably only 20-something times, and I was attacked by Hispanic gangs. I mean, I've been in the hospital, had my leg, I have a pin in my leg because of it. I've had concussions. My eyes probably don't point the right direction. I've been beat so hard, but I've fought right back, believe me. And so that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. So I forgive the racist black people, and I want to try to save the blacks that are being aborted, just like I want to save the whites and Hispanics, and just like with Gardasil, forcibly inoculating all the Mexican girls and the convulsions they're having and the deaths that are happening. We're all under attack. They play us off against each other. At one level, the racism's real on both sides, on all sides. But above it is a scientific plan that you know about. So you get all excited when I talk about 1776 commencing again. You try to take our guns and you get all excited. That makes me think you probably really believe what you're doing. You probably are somebody who is a good guy in their heart, who's tired of being pushed around. And I could admire not wanting to be pushed around. And I can admire people that are sick of being stepped on. But black people are strong. Black people are smart. Black people are emotional, just like everybody else. But it's those emotions that are getting manipulated. And I don't want to see black people played like a fiddle. You yourself are a musician, and you know that we're all getting played here, and I'm sick of it. Here's the fact that he's now meeting, the reason I shot this video, with Eminem, saying he should encourage people to have a good message in hip-hop and how they can fight back against the establishment. Well, that's great, but is it really the best message to tell people if they make us die, we make them die? Even if you figuratively understand what you're saying, an eye for an eye, it's going to be used now by operatives and others who are going to stir people up. And then meanwhile, when somebody puts it out, kill white people, they end up getting put in prison. They get their lives ruined and then nobody's there to save them. Okay? I mean, look at this guy. Look at this black guy that's calling people to be killed. I wonder if he's had white people attack him 75 times. Maybe he's had cops. Maybe attack him 10 times. I don't know. But I mean, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, in just the most insane situation where everybody got in fights and where the minorities were the majority and they were constantly attacking white people and they had a chance. So I just, you know what? I don't have a chip on my shoulder. You know what? I want you to live. I want you to thrive. But I want you to be honest. And I want you to understand that slavery, racism, tribalism has always gone on. And I want to invite Louis Farrakhan on the show. After he talked about us a few times years ago, we invited him on. They said the minister's aware of the show. He'll keep in consideration. Okay, whatever. I would like Louis Farrakhan to come on and do a polite interview. I had David Duke on. It was polite, but then he said he was being censored and all the rest of this, not getting enough time when he got more time than I did. I agree with a lot more with Louis Farrakhan than I do with David Duke, and I'd like to have Louis Farrakhan on the broadcast or one of his representatives or even have a debate with Louis Farrakhan. I know Farrakhan puts himself up there and is very controlled how he does things, whatever. The point is that I want a real dialogue. I want to go after real racism. I want to bring humanity together. I know it's great to have racial politics, and people like it, Farrakhan, and I don't begrudge you doing that. People under attack stick together. It's just be honest. You know what you're doing, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what your end game is. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Back to the live transmission for the Anthony Gucciardi.
And I saw a Mr. Alex Jones on television recently with Piers Morgan of CNN. And he said, before we allow you to take our guns from us, 1776 will play out again. We intend to return America, not to a democracy. You're lying to the American people. You're robbing them of democracy. This is not a democracy. This is an oligarchy that is leading America into fascism. Yes, you're stripping the American people of their rights in the name of fighting terror. You are the terrorist.
And there's Alex's powerful message to Louis Farrakhan and some Louis Farrakhan quotes as well. And actually, Alex is so fired up about this, he called in and he's going to give a live take right now via phone line on this message. Alex, you there?
Thank you, Anthony. I was just listening to it and realized when I shot that at about 9 o'clock this morning, taking care of a major story we're working on, it's a business, launching the TV network, I realized that I didn't add the most important point to why I wanted to have my message to Farrakhan. So now I'm going to say that message right now, and then I guess Rob Duke can cut it in there as an addendum to the end, and it starts right now. Finally, via phone, I just want to add an addendum to this message to Farrakhan, because it's a point I forgot to make in the video, and it's this. I watched his entire 30-minute-long speech after Muammar Gaddafi was murdered four and a half years ago, outside of Tripoli, and tortured to death. And I could see the reason Farrakhan's popular is that he does come across as genuine. You could tell he was really upset. He was friends with Gaddafi. And I've studied Gaddafi. People had dartboards of him back in the 80s and loved to hate him. Turned out that was a false flag. He didn't bomb the Lockerbie Scotland plane. I'm not saying that he was an angel, but compared to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and others, he was a reformer the last 8 years before he was taken out. He invested his money in the West, gave up his WMDs, worked with the West, apologized for things they hadn't even done. He was giving almost all of Libya's money to Africa to build Africa up. I know Farrakhan had gone there many times and was really supporting it. So I thought that was something good Farrakhan was doing. And now we see the globalists, Hillary Clinton and others, go in, Obama, set Gaddafi up, take him out. And I saw him really get upset and basically say that Obama was evil and a piece of garbage and a tyrant. I mean, we could pull it up. It's worse than what I said, the actual quote. Just pull up, you know, Farrakhan on Gaddafi and Obama, on the death of Gaddafi. And so that's the point I'm getting at. The very people running Obama, the very people that staged the Gaddafi takeover, and the ones that are taking down Syria right now and killing all the Christians and non-radical Muslims and others, they're the very people trying to push this race war. Of course there's reasons to be upset. Of course there's a lot of police brutality, and surely racist cops that target black people. But there's a lot of racist black people targeting white people, and it's all part of this stupid war they've stirred up to manipulate us. So again, just remember what happened with Gaddafi. Remember what happened to somebody trying to build up Africa and trying to help people and actually building roads and aquifers, everything else. That's been destroyed. Libya is now a failed state. So that's what this comes down to. Louis Farrakhan should not be involved promoting a project of race war that the globalists are pushing. I get the right to self-defense. But if you said specifically go after the people that did X, Y, and Z by name, that'd be another issue. But when you say just in general, and then a month after you push it, it's being parroted everywhere to go after white people, period, it's very clear what's going on. And you're smart enough, I think, to understand, unless you've got brain cancer or something, and I don't mean that sarcastically, unless you've got a brain tumor, that this is going to start a war that you're not going to get out of, and people like me aren't going to get out of, and it's going to be bad for humanity, period. So start talking about black abortion. Start talking about GMOs. Start talking about vaccines. Get back to what really helps people and not jumping on the bandwagon, encouraging your followers who respect you and believe in you to go out and be part of this. I mean, I know George Soros is evil, and I don't want to think you're evil. I could sit here and earn brownie points with a conservative audience just attacking you all day, but I'm actually trying to get something done and reaching out to people. So we'll see what happens. But we need to de-escalate the situation right now. It's not because I'm afraid of a quote race war because the white people are going to lose it. No, I'm afraid we're going to have a race war that humanity loses and the globalists win. Back to Anthony Gucciardi and the live radio transmission.
Well, thank you, Alex, for calling in. And I think the key point there is that you're not just going to attack him for what he said, what he apparently intended on saying. Instead, you're saying let's all come together as one human race, as humanity, and instead of further fueling his attacks and saying go out and kill people, you're saying, hey, let's not even go against that with attacking that guy. Let's say let's fix this once and for all, because ultimately a race war is the opposite, I believe, of what everyone would want. You'd have to be, as he said, mentally insane or have a brain tumor to think that calling for the death of anyone, cops, whites, blacks, you name it, anyone like that in a large group from any type of leader is obviously going to incite violence, and we've already seen violence. We've already seen, as we mentioned earlier, tweets from people saying, kill all whites, all whites need to be exterminated, let's launch the purge, let's clean the town out from whites. You've heard the YouTube clip of that one individual, Major, whatever his name is, where he says, we need to go out and start stalking, killing all the whites and everything like that, and he calls them crackers, which, by the way, if you were to say the reverse negative word about a black person, you'd be hung and basically killed. But he, of course, can say, oh, yeah, pop a cracker. I mean, this is totally insane. What we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines. And we want to open up the phone lines right now only to callers to get the reaction on this, on what Farrakhan is saying, what Alex is saying, the overall attack on humanity from both sides of the spectrum. Get your take on that.
And we're going to kind of blitz through those calls and get everyone's take and develop on that subject a little bit more. First, I want to cover some more news that's breaking right now on Infowars.com. These are the featured stories, breaking headline news on Infowars.com. First, we have federal judge eager to challenge NSA bulk snooping again. So hopefully we might actually have some leverage on that. A federal judge who called NSA surveillance practices almost Orwellian says that he found a way to revive a constitutional challenge to the controversial program after a federal court lifted his 2013 injunction blocking the program. Here's an interesting one. Three injured in machete attack at University of Arkansas, officials say. Not a gun, a machete. A machete-wielding man injured two people and himself Thursday in a wooded area of the University of Arkansas campus. Spokesperson Z. Voorhees said the attack happened at 7:15 p.m., and obviously someone went in with a machete and started attacking people, because machete control is now what we need. We need to ban machetes. New York's town's daily laborer law ruled unconstitutional. Federal judge has struck down as unconstitutional a suburban New York town's law banning day laborers from soliciting for work on public sidewalks. Just a bunch of stuff at Infowars.com. A massive stack was brought into me, so I was just going through that. So what I would like to do is I would like to go to a couple callers before the break, and then we're going to come back with more news, more videos, your take on the Farrakhan issue, and some other subjects as well. But it looks like we already have Chuck from Oklahoma who wants to talk about Farrakhan and the race war. Chuck, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I wanted to really just kind of see what y'all believe that this is deriving from. You know, it seems like a lot of this has started towards, you know, the end, you know, globally, and with Obama, you know, being put into office. You know, I don't know, is that a pretense to this, you know, help starting this race war?
You know, that's an interesting question, because I think what, like, black people that are normal and don't want to kill all white people think is, you know, at some point, Obama being black and being a president is a move forward for the black community, you know, the first black president. And then on the flip side, there is that radically insane group that thinks, great, Obama's black, now we need to get rid of all the white people. White people are terrible. Everyone needs to be black in office. So you could say Obama, becoming president fueled this, but I'd really say that most black people, white people, aren't mentally insane, and they understand that it's a great leap forward for a black president, but that Obama is terrible and has nothing to do with his skin color, right? So I would say that it may have contributed. Does that make sense, Chuck?
That makes sense, sir. And this is my last question, and I appreciate it very much, and you can actually take this off air, answer this off air, is, with the Border Patrol thing happening over in Europe, I believe, over there, they've got a lot of people coming in, and I hear they're even putting people into camps right now because they can't control how many people are coming across. They're even talking about building a border like, you know, they did for Mexico. Have y'all got any more info as far as, them putting the people into the camps and what kind of treatment's being done and what's going on that subject?
Well, as usual, it's up to the United States people and the taxpayers to make sure that all the illegal immigrants that come over must be housed and taken care of. Forget the law. I mean, Hillary Clinton, we're going to play a video actually coming up, talks about how it's like a Holocaust if we were to get rid of illegal immigrants. And also I'm going to talk about how, news story from Washington Post, the Arab world's wealthiest nations are doing nothing to help Syria's refugees and letting us take care of it. Stay tuned. More coming up on The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today.
800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.